Police Commissioner William Bratton attended his final briefing on crime statistics this morning as he prepares to retire. As WMIC's Robert Lewis explains, the CompStat meeting is a ritual with historic roots.
It sounds obvious now. Police departments using computer statistics to help fight crime, putting it all together in a weekly meeting where precinct commanders sweat the numbers under the withering gaze of higher-ups. But it wasn't that long ago when police didn't even bother to track neighborhood crime. NYPD Commissioner William Bratton is widely recognized as the man who changed that and changed policing nationwide. And so it was that a generation of NYPD brass, 100 chiefs, inspectors, deputy commissioners, and others, crammed into a conference room at police headquarters for Bratton's last CompStat meeting. Chief of Department James O'Neill, the man who will be taking over, was the MC.
Give us a little overview of what's happening in the Bronx.
Assistant Chief Larry Nakunin, commander of Patrol Borough Bronx, steps to a podium.
We had a couple of rough weeks where we were up a little bit, but we've stabilized it again.
High-ranking officers sit at attention. Many have giant binders with color-coded tabs. Flat screens hang from the ceiling for digital presentations. For the next few hours, they will go through crime stats in the Bronx block by block.
Violence was spiking 28 days in a couple of the precincts, the 4-0, the 4-4, and the 4-1.
Bratton pioneered CompStat at the NYPD in 1994. In his valedictory address, he said its roots are even deeper.
The process of CompStat was actually created back in the 1970s with mapping that I did as a young lieutenant in the Boston Police Department. Huge maps with little dots put on those maps every night by a clerk from the crime reports of that day.
Back in the old days, in 1994, when he became NYPD commissioner for the first time, he said it could take 6 months to get data. He and his command staff set about changing that. The early system was low-tech by today's standards.
Flip-chart maps with plastic acetate and paper dots to track crime. Additionally, there was a purchase of a small computer to begin tracking the crime information that was now required to come in each day from the precincts.
The NYPD's embrace of CompStat, combined with a large increase in the number of officers on the street, coincided with a staggering drop in crime. There were more than 2,200 murders in 1990 and half that in 1995. Lawrence Sherman is director of the Institute of Criminology at the University of Cambridge in England.
Focusing police in hotspots of crime is effective in reducing crime. I think that he is the police executive who made that happen on a scale that was never achieved in the past. The first policing strategy of the digital age that turned out to have a massive success because of its precision.
In recent years, advocates have accused Bratton of ushering in an era where the focus on numbers led to aggressive over-policing in communities of color nationwide. Eli Silverman is a professor emeritus at John Jay College of Criminal Justice.
In some places and under some administrations, the system metastasized and was turned on its head. The numbers-driven activities, in many cases, became ends in themselves.
But he says it's wrong to blame Bratton for the unrest in New York City and the rest of the country in recent years.
He planted the seeds, true, but they were valuable seeds. Any innovation has a potential for a disuse.
Nowadays, Bratton talks about precision policing, the ability to use data and analyze trends to decide where aggressive enforcement is appropriate, like targeting gangs. At his final CompStat, he also celebrated the department response to new challenges.
I leave with the great satisfaction of knowing as I continue to live in this city, I'll be living in the safest large city in America, not only from crime and disorder, but now the issue of terrorism.
He urged commanders to keep driving crime down, and he left to a standing ovation. As he walked out, a deputy commissioner barked for a Bronx precinct commander.
4-4, get ready.
There were 12 robberies in the 44th precinct last week, up one from the same time last year, five alone last Wednesday. The bosses had something to talk about. For WNYC, I'm Robert Lewis.